Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 7, day 3 of our study of the book of James and 1st and 2nd Peter. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about 1st Peter 3, 1 through 7. Welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. I am your host, Darren Hibbs, and if you'd like more resources related to this Bible study or other Bible studies we've done in the past, you can check out 10weekbible.com. That's the number 10weekbible.com. We've got links to previous Bible studies we've done in podcast and video form. We've got links to the Bible study books that you can buy on Amazon and Kindle or paperback version for your personal or group studies. I encourage you. I think it's a great resource to use in Bible studies and home groups. I think it really will help energize your study of the Word of God in a group setting. But you can go to 10weekbible.com to check out more of those resources. Would you join me as we pray before we get started today? Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us, God? Speak to us. Come and touch our hearts and fill us with the knowledge of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is 1 Peter chapter 3, starting in verse 1. Wives, in the same way, submit yourselves to your own husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives, when they see the purity and reverence of your lives. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. For this is the way the holy women of the past, who put their hope in God, used to adorn themselves. They submitted themselves to their own husbands, like Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called him her Lord. You are her daughters if you do what is right and do not give way to fear. Okay, so there's a whole lot of stuff going on there, but the thing that immediately comes to mind when I hear Peter say this is all of those, pastors' wives who it feels like they dress themselves up as trophy wives. They're trying to look like Hollywood models and they dress. It seems like they're doing exactly the opposite. And you probably know what I'm talking about. You've seen the billboards, you've seen the TV shows, you've seen all of the different places within media and culture nowadays where celebrity pastors and their trophy wives have their faces plastered. So you have probably got an image running through your head right now of what I'm talking about. And that's not to say, those people are terrible and not Christians or whatever with all of that. What I'm saying is this is human nature. Peter is speaking against human nature and it's natural. It is very natural. I would say natural in a sinful tendency, in a sinful way, for a woman to find her value in her looks. Throughout history, women have been praised for being beautiful and looked down upon for not being outwardly physically beautiful. And what beauty is changes depending on culture and time and different things like that. So what was beautiful 1,000 years ago is not necessarily what we call beautiful today, but regardless, there has always been a standard throughout any time of what men find beautiful in women. And women tend to try and make themselves into that. And the human tendency, what's natural, again, not necessarily godly, but natural, what comes natural, what we do by instinct, women tend to try and make themselves into the sex objects that men would hope and want them to be. And Peter is saying, don't do that. Don't do that. That's not where your value lies. That's not who you are. So don't do that. If you're listening to this, I'm actually recording this just right after the 2020 Super Bowl, and we saw Jennifer Lopez and Shakira get up. I actually didn't watch it. I just listened to all of the cranky comments and things like that about it. And, if you pay attention in our culture, you know what they're all about. So I had no desire to see any more of what they're all about, but you know, they're getting up and shaking whatever they've got with as little clothes on as possible. You know, because it's this whole idea that, hey, is women, your value and your power over men comes from you being a sex object. And so they dress and act accordingly. And there's tons of people having a fit about that. But that's, you know, because we're in this weird place because our culture has abandoned Christian morality and Christian ethics as the standard. And so now everyone's trying to figure out, what do we call moral and what do we not call immoral? And so we've lived over the last few years under this kind of Me Too idea of, you know, hey, here's men and here's people in the past who've said inappropriate things and done inappropriate things to me. And I don't deserve this because my value is not in me being a sex symbol or a sex slave for this man. Those are good things. And so that has kind of reared its head in our culture. But at the same time, women in these positions seem to be doubling down on forcing themselves to be sex symbols and almost sex slaves to ogling men. And so again, when you remove that Christian ethic, it's kind of like, well, what is it? You know, you can't really have it both ways. Everyone sees it. And everyone's like, this is kind of weird to kind of have it both ways, is like, you know, women should be valued for who they are, not for their appearance. And yet here you have women who are very powerful and wealthy, shaking their stuff in public as sex symbols. And, so it's very strange and no one can figure it out because, again, we've abandoned what was you know, codified morality for at least generations within the United States. And Peter's saying, that's not where your value is, women. So don't do that. Don't, you know, avoid the temptation to go that way. But that temptation is natural. There is most women, and again, men have their own struggles. So I'm not a woman, obviously, but, you know, this is just data driven. More women struggle with kind of those identity crisis type things than men do. Not that men don't struggle with it, but more women tend to struggle with those things. And you see lots of women who find their identity in how beautiful they can look. And really, that's a fool's errand, because one day it goes away. And you can stave it off with plastic surgery and Botox and all kinds of other things, but you can't do it forever. Nobody can keep the aging process away forever. And that physical outward beauty is going to turn into a saggy old person. And that's just how it is. You know, I told my son, my 12-year-old son the other day, I'm like, it's a good lesson for you to come to me, come with me to the gym when all of the old men are there so you can see what your future is. It's good to understand our mortality and the way things will look when we get old. That's just life. And so women, your value is not in your looks. Your value is not in your looks and how you can adorn yourself and all that kind of stuff. All right, now to the first part. This is a more controversial part because this has been used really against women, not for women. Peter is saying it for women, but this kind of thing in scripture has been used against women for ages. And so it actually has caused our culture. It's actually one of the reasons why, other than just sinfulness, where our culture is abandoning Christianity, is there have been lots of bad actors who've used scripture to justify their actions in the past. And this is one of those. Wives, in the same way, submit yourselves to your own husbands. And so most people who have misused that in the past have just full stop right there. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands. You need to submit. You know, why it's biblical for you to submit to your husband's wives. End of story. Move on. Do what I say. Okay. Yes, it says that, but again, we have to keep reading because it's going to say more. Okay. So the idea of submission to your husbands, that is very biblical. That is very biblical, but that is not the whole story. That is not the whole story. In fact, we find tons of places. Paul says this, Peter's going to say it. Basically, the idea of submission is not wives to husbands. It's not just children to parents. It's not people in church to their pastor. It's not, slave to master. It's submit yourselves one to another. Submit yourselves one. Paul says, submit yourselves one to another out of reverence for Christ. And so as believers, we should not be going around telling one another, anyone, wives, children, anybody, to submit yourself to me just because that's what the Bible says. And so you have to do it. That's never a good plan. The whole thing that, bad parents all do, and we've all probably done it from time to time, is kid says, why do I have to do this? Because I said so. That's never a good reason. I've said it because I'm tired of feeling the questions and I'm exhausted. I'm just like, listen, end of story. I said it, so just do it. That's never a good plan. That's never a good plan. We have to make it so that we will want to submit one to another. And just saying, because, I'm, your husband or your father or your boss or whatever, and because I say so, that's just not good. That doesn't earn anybody's trust. It just doesn't. There are definitely times as parents where the questioning of children crosses some lines and say, nope, no more. I don't want to get into all the nuance of that. But this idea of submission, that women should submit to their husbands, very biblical, but not the end of the story. Let's continue on in verse 7 and find out a little bit more of that story. Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. Okay, so what Peter is saying there is, in essence, he doesn't use the same word, but it's the same kind of thing. Be considerate, submit yourselves, give yourselves to one another. Love them, treat them with respect. Treat them as the weaker partner. And I'm sorry, 2020, I'm sorry that you want to believe that there is no difference physical, mentally, or emotionally between men and women, but that is just not scientifically true. It's just the opposite. Men, God has created them for reasons beyond the understanding of anyone that I've ever encountered. Out of his own sovereignty and will and desire, God created men and women differently. It is a rare woman who can bench press more than an average man. It happens occasionally, but it's rare. It's a rare woman who can do more pull-ups than an average man. It happens, but it's rare. My point is, women, yes, they are the weaker sex physically. That is absolutely true. There are so few women that is just not true for. And so this is just so easy to see with just common sense and eyes. And so Peter is saying, husbands, treat them like they're the weaker partner, meaning it's your job to respect them and protect them and love them and care for them and do everything possible for them. Treat them like if they're submitting to you, don't lord that over them. I mean, my goodness, Jesus, when the apostles were like, hey, those guys over there are doing this and that. Should we call fire down upon them? And Jesus is like, you don't know what spirit you're of. No. He's like, don't use your authority to lord it over one. He's like, that's what the pagans do. Don't do that. Yet that's exactly what men different times have done to misuse this passage and said, women, submit to your husband. That's the Bible. No, that is absolutely the opposite spirit of what Peter is talking about here. He's talking about mutual submission. Women, out of humility, he's like, submit to your husbands. You are worth so much more. He's like, you don't have to adorn yourself. You are worth so much more to God and to humanity than just your husband's plaything. So don't do that, but still submit to him out of humility and out of reverence. And husbands, do the same thing. Be considerate of your wives. Love them. Treat them with respect. And as the weaker physical partner, like, treat them like this. It matters. But Peter throws in one extra thing, and this is very biblical. This is not just Peter. This is all throughout Scripture. The Lord has actually given women a greater, let's say, call it dignity. I don't know, a greater power than men have anywhere in Scripture, because this is mentioned many times in Scripture. And it's not something that is necessarily given to man, but it is something that the Lord has given to women. And I think it is because of that, the ease with which men have used what God gave them to put down and abuse women. Let's just say it like that. God, in his own ordained wisdom, chose to make men bigger and stronger and faster than women in general. And men have used that, that and passages like this in Scripture and just whatever justifications they can to abuse and put down women. And so God gave women a very special privilege in response. And it's this very last verse here, at the very end of verse 7. Treat them with respect and all that, blah, blah, blah. very end, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. That's terrifying. Let that sink in. God said, women, if they mistreat you, tell me about it, and I won't answer their prayers. Women, just talk to me about your husbands. Let me know what's going on, and I will not answer their prayers. That is terrifying. Okay, so this whole idea of women submit to men because the Bible says so, it's hooey. It's absolute nonsense. And Peter finishes the very passage that people use to justify that idea with something that should make those same people tremble in fear. Those same men that use these passages to justify treating their women terribly should tremble in fear, because in that same passage, in the same breath, Peter says, you do that and it's not going to go well with you. We don't submit because the Bible says that. We submit because we love God and we love each other. We submit ourselves one to another out of reverence for Christ and nothing else. It's a very sobering and a very difficult passage, but it's one that we need to understand with all of our being. That's all the time we have for today. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time.